Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Betches Brides. I'm your host, Fallon Carter. Joining us today is Jamie Spock. Jamie has been on the show a few times now, updating us on her big Jewish lesbian wedding. She was officially married to her wife, Jackie, in November, and we have her back on the show one last time to hear how it all went. Jamie, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so glad to be here. This is our first time not in the studio, so it's very different.
I know. We're distant, but still together. So tell us, high level, how'd it go? What was it?
It went amazing. It went like everybody says your wedding flies by like that, and they're not joking. On the day before our wedding, when Jackie and I were going to the hotel to like get ready for our rehearsal dinner and, you know, set up shop, she looked at me and she was like, these 36 hours are going to go by faster than anything else. And I was like, yeah. And now it's like, oh my God, like that was craziness. Like that was insanity. But it was, I think we got the only nice weather Sunday of like the entire autumn. And it also happened to be marathon Sunday. So it was perfect for the marathon runners, I heard. But we got such gorgeous weather. Everything went smoothly. I mean, if there were problems, like we didn't know about it, which is always the case. Like, I mean, we did run a little bit late when it came to family photos, but nothing too terrible. And then
nothing too crazy.
At the end of the night, we were like, that's it? Like, it's over already? But yeah, we got, I think everything we wanted, we got. We didn't walk away saying, oh, I wish we had this, or I wish we had done that, or like, we shouldn't have done this. We walked away that like our main regrets were like we didn't eat enough. And everyone's like, the food's really good. I was like, oh,
thanks.
I had like three bites of it. People did feed us. I want to point that out. Like,
they didn't let you go hungry.
They didn't let us go hungry. We just were like too hyped on adrenaline to eat. And that there wasn't enough time in the party. But like that would have happened. We would have felt like that no matter how long it went on. So
I dig it. So tell me a little bit more about that decor. I think the last time we talked, you wanted to use like books and tie in New York City and disco balls. How did that end up being executed?
So in terms of New York City, we did our photos in Astoria Park, which is very like, we got some pictures like just in the park, but with like amazing foliage. And then we did some pictures closer to, I forgot the bridge's name because there's so many bridges, but you get a little bit of the skyline in the back, and you get like the industrial looking bridge in the back, so you get a little bit of city there. And I did actually end up renting a vintage cab that took me from the hotel to photos, and then took Jackie and I back from photos to the venue, and then it was out there while guests were arriving so they could like take pictures of it and things like that. Yeah, it was amazing. We had mini black and white cookies as part of dessert, and we had a Mr. Softy truck at the end of the night. And then for our program and our menu design, like there were little taxi cabs drawn, little bagels and lox, little black and white cookies. So just little things like that. And then as for the books, we had, as part of the centerpieces on every table were stacks of books, both from our personal library and books that my great grandfather had bound like 100 years ago. So we had like old copies of like Shakespeare and Mark Twain and different classics like that on every table. So it was like, it was nice that they were old, but they were also sentimental because they were like from my family. And we had a disco ball installation. That was how we brought disco balls in. And then we had little disco balls on the tables. And our wedding logo was a disco ball on top of a stack of books.
Oh, cute. I love that.
Which, like, I have not stopped talking about our wedding logo.
I live. Then I think you guys also took separate bachelorette trips. Tell me more about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Jackie, so we decided that we wanted to like do our own things. Like we each wanted to have our special like moments, especially, you know, like in wedding culture, there's so much emphasis on like the bride that it's really hard to feel special. I think when sometimes when you're two brides, I mean, that might not be everybody's experience, but that was ours. But yeah, Jackie went with her friends and bridal party to a cabin upstate and they did Camp Jackie themed. It was Parent Trap. And they just had an amazing time like doing, they had like color war for her. They did like little like camp kind of activities. They watched the Parent Trap and they had her do the newlywed game with like a video that her friends had recorded of me like answering questions about her that they showed her. And then I went a month before our wedding, me, my two maids of honor, one of my bridesmaids and one of my friends. So it was a much smaller bachelorette party. We went to Newport and we got like a cute little house and we had like a Golden Girls themed dessert night. We had like dessert on the lanai and there was like cheesecake and stuff. And we had a teenies and weenies themed dinner on one of the nights where like we had hot dogs and sausage and peppers and different martinis. And we did a ghost tour, which like I love ghost tours. And we went out one night to a bar and it was just like, it was nice and relaxing. And we went to the Newport Mansions and we had afternoon tea. And it was very like, we each did things that were very us. We didn't like, we weren't like, oh, we have to do like the 17 wineries on the Bachelorette. But yeah, we definitely had a great time doing those. And we're really glad that we each did our own trips.
I love that. And then where did you guys honeymoon?
So we are a month from today going on our honeymoon in South Africa. Right after the wedding, we did, so like our wedding was Sunday. Monday, we just kind of like chilled and processed. And then Tuesday through Friday, we were in Puerto Rico.
Oh, cool.
So it was just a nice little, like we were at the Fairmont in San Juan, which was super nice. And we both had never been to Puerto Rico. It was a nice like beach reading. We just got to like really decompress from the wedding. And now in a month, we're going on our big honeymoon adventure, which we're going to be going on safari first. And then we're going to go to the winelands and stay at a really nice place there. And then we're going to end the trip with 4 days in Cape Town. And we're so excited.
I love that. South Africa's amazing. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
How long will you be there?
We'll be there for 2 weeks. So like with including travel time. So nice chunk of time that we're going to be there.
Nice chunk of chain. Yeah, nice chunk of chain. That's beautiful. Anything else that you want to tell us about your wedding that you loved?
I loved like just the feeling of being in the room with all of our friends and family while we were getting married, like while we were under the chuppah. It was just so nice and so special. And I know that, you know, like I'll rarely, if ever, have an opportunity like that again. My concern about the stations for food with the bottlenecks, like, I don't know, there may have been a slight bottleneck, but I didn't care because I wasn't the one going to the buffet. Like, I didn't get any of my own drinks. We felt very spoiled and very taken care of. And I know you're like anti-wedding party, but our wedding parties really showed up for us. Like my mom, like I love her so much and she had a great time at the wedding, but like she had some big feelings. I think partly because like my dad wasn't there. And you know, it's just hard watching your only child get married. And my instinct is to kind of like go be with my mom and like try to calm her down and whatever. But my bridal party was like, no, this is your day. Like, we'll talk to your mom. We'll be with her. Like, you take your pictures and be happy. Like, this day is about you. It's for you. Like, just everything was like way beyond my expectations. And I feel like all the time that I had spent like worrying about our venue and the food and just things like that, like, everything worked out the way it was supposed to, I feel like.
Always. It always does. Everything always works out. have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Instead of emails for this episode, I wanted your help answering post-wedding listener questions. So one of the first questions we have is, any ways to avoid post-wedding exhaustion so one can enjoy their honeymoon? And the second part of that question is, when did you leave for your honeymoon if you took it right after your wedding? And we kind of already know the last part of that question, but tell us how you avoided post-wedding exhaustion.
I didn't. So I'm just going to say that right off the board. Like, I didn't. I think we were both like, the emotional come down is so like, we knew people like that had talked about like after your wedding, you're going to be like tired and, you know, kind of worn out. And we were like, yeah, yeah. And after we went through, we were like, oh my God. Like, so I think in terms of the exhaustion, like sometimes the only way out of a situation is through it. So like really listen to your body, really rest. Like for the first couple weeks after our wedding, like Jackie and I very intentionally like did not make very many social plans with friends and things like that. We were very like, we're going to be at home. We're going to rest. Mm-hmm. We're going to cook our own meals at home. We're going to just relax and just kind of like try to get ourselves together after this huge like life event that, you know, the lead up has been a year and a half. Like we've been like high stress and anxiety levels for a year and a half, and it's not instantly that you're gonna come out of that. So also adding extra therapy sessions helps. Letting yourself go to bed early is definitely also a good thing. And we were both very honest with like our workplaces and our friends and our family that like we're tired, like we are not operating at our like optimal levels right now, and it's gonna take a little bit for those optimal performance levels to come back. And I think people were very accepting of that and also very appreciative that we were straightforward about that and like, listen, like we're just not gonna be, you know, we're not gonna be where we're used to operating, and that's okay. Like it takes time to recover from the best day of our lives so far, but like we still need to recover from that. So
we need a minute to get ourselves back to 100. I love that. And then we all know that for your honeymoon, you took like a mini moon and then you're taking a larger trip later. And are you happy with that decision?
I'm so happy with that decision. We are very lucky that we're able to do that. We know not everyone in terms of, you know, like money or time off from work, or not a ton of people are able to do that. So we were very lucky that we were able to do that and kind of had to do it that way in terms of the amount of time that Jackie could take off from work. I mean, if it's possible, I would definitely recommend doing something like that. I mean, you don't have to like go somewhere like Puerto Rico. You could go, you know, a couple hours drive upstate away from where you are. Yeah. but it was so necessary. So necessary.
Yeah, I feel that. And a next question we have is, what do I do with my dress?
Mine is currently still sitting in the closet. I think, like, I love my dress so much. And the thought that, like, I'll never wear it again is, like, hurting my soul. Because, like, we paid so much money for this dress, put so much time and effort with fittings and just thinking about it. So I'm, like, I'm honestly probably going to wear it around my house a few times. And then I'll probably take it to get cleaned and preserved at some point. Yeah. I mean, if you don't see yourself doing those things, like, you can sell it. There's nothing wrong with, you know, selling your wedding dress.
Or alter it. You could change it into something where you could wear it more often.
Yeah. 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 Except I don't love when, have you seen those TikTok videos where, like, in between ceremony and reception, they'll take, like, just regular scissors and cut the dress to be a mini dress?
Not a good idea, but choose your adventure. I mean, the same thing of, like, people who cut their hair in the middle of their reception. I'm like, why?
I could never.
Is this necessary?
I wish I was brave like that to just do that, but I am not that brave. But
why do you also want to take time to go away from your family to go change the way you look? I think it just, with a day that's already so drastically short, I'm like, you want to now spend 30 more minutes, like, away from your crew to go do that? Like, sure. But to who? Yeah. Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. Let your flag fly. Like, if that's what you want to do, that's amazing.
100%.
I just could never. I could never.
I agree. What was your biggest regret on a splurge, if you have any?
I don't have any regrets, honestly. We did go over budget because, like, of course you will.
Like every wedding. I have yet to meet any person who's like, I stayed under budget for my wedding.
I want to meet that person and, like, study them and, like, how they did that, because that would be incredible. Like, especially in the final, like, last 2 months, I'm like, just
yes.
Buy whatever. Like,
you're buying everything. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm spending money like there's no tomorrow. Like, I'm going to jail and I'm not going to have access to my money for, like, the rest of time. But I think the things that we splurged on was definitely the disco ball installation, which actually I had initially ordered something much more elaborate. But then in one of me and Jackie's, like, budgeting talks, we were like, listen, we can
reel
either
it in,
have
sister.
Reel it in. Like, we can either have this disco ball installation or we can have a book bar. Because I had also ended up tasking this bookstore in Brooklyn called The Ripped Bodice. They have one in LA. It's a romance bookstore. And it's, like, it's owned by two sisters, at least one of whom is queer, and they're both Jewish. So we're like, oh my God, like, perfect. So we're like, we can have the book bar or we can have disco balls. So I was like, you know what? I'll text our planner and she can get us out of our contract with the disco ball guy. And she was like, great, got it, heard. Like, we'll get you out of this. Like, so you don't spend any extra money. And then he actually came back to our planner and was like, well, actually, like, I was going to get photos from their event because I have someone asking that they want us at their event at the same venue next year. Mm. And they were like, so we will, like, what's your budget? And we'll see what we can do. I was like,
I love that.
Interesting. So we gave him a number that we were comfortable with spending. And he said, yeah, got it. Perfect. So I don't know if that counts as, like, negotiating, but, like, I'm not advocating everybody do this to every vendor. Like, don't do this, but be like, I'm going to cancel because, like, I can't afford it. And then sometimes they'll come back and be like, well, actually, like, for us to do your event, like this will be good for our business as well.
We want to make it work.
The book bar was also a splurge, but guests were, like, raving about it. People were, like, going insane. Like, one of my cousins, who's 13, she was like, so the deal with the book bar is, like, it was there during cocktail hour and guests could go and choose one book to take home. And they would get, like, a custom bookmark that we made and a custom, like, sticker to put in the book. That was, like, this book came from the wedding of Jamie and Jackie. My cousin scammed like all of my aunts and uncles into going and getting a book for themselves, but actually she wanted it. So she ended up with like 5 or 6 books somehow. But you know what? It's she learned it. How to game the system. So like good for her. But I would say like our splurges all added something to the day. I didn't upgrade the furniture just because I thought it would look nicer. Like we tried to be very deliberate and like these things that we're spending money on will like reflect us and will, you know, be enjoyable for all the people that are going to be at our wedding. So I really don't have any regrets.
Never have any regrets. Just learned lessons. But I'm grateful that you did the splurge. Should I give feedback to a vendor that was a disappointment, even if they haven't asked for it?
I think yes. Feedback is always good. I don't want to say unfortunately, but unfortunately for us, we were like thrilled with all of our vendors, except for maybe our venue manager. But like our coordinator dealt with that. But I think in terms of giving feedback, like all of our vendors have asked for like different reviews, whether it's like on Google or we've written them. I think if you're going to go negative, hopefully the vendor knows what you're talking about. Like, hopefully you're not, you know, just coming out of the blue with like, this person sucked. Like, hopefully if there were issues during the day, like the vendor also, you know, hopefully would recognize that as an issue. And I think depending on, you know, your relationship with them, you know, what the disappointment was, like if you reached out to them and be like, hey, like we weren't really happy with this. Sometimes I think like telling them is better than just writing a negative review. Because like for most of the people that you're dealing with, like they're small businesses and reviews can really harm or help. And I think if you're just going to give a negative review or whatever reason, just communication, I think, is always best. Because I would think that if you were disappointed by the vendor, like you wouldn't want, you know, the next bride or groom or couple, you wouldn't want them to be disappointed with their experience as well. So I think the purpose of feedback, like it might not change the outcome of your event, but it could, you know, help someone else. And I think that, you know, ultimately should be the goal of feedback that you give to your vendors.
And I would also take a beat after your event, because sometimes, you know, emotions are high and everything kind of was moving so fast, and really identify what you want the feedback to be so it can be constructive, like you're saying, so that it can benefit hopefully someone else on the other end. But even if they haven't asked for it, I would definitely ask for like a postmortem call too. Like ask, I know postmortem isn't the best word, but just like a closeout call. But just say like, hey, can you hop on? We'd love to just talk about the event and how it went. And I'm sure they're, to be honest, like as overcritical as I am, I'm like, oh my God, we didn't get to this and I ran this late and this vendor was, so it's like, I already have a laundry list of all the things that I did terrible. So sometimes having these calls, you're like, yeah, I caught that too. Yeah, I wish that was different. So it's sometimes you'll find that they're also along the same line, have the same thinking as you of what kind of went left. And sometimes they'll even give you clarity on what happened, which I think might help you. What moment with your spouse would you prioritize?
A first look or a first touch. Okay. I feel like the discourse that I see on wedding TikTok is either like very pro first look or very anti first look. Like, you know, like the first look takes the magic away. Like it really doesn't. Especially for us, because we had slept together the night before. Sorry, slept in the same room the night before. But then we got ready separately. I think it was nice that we woke up together, but then all the craziness started. We were apart. And I think the first look was nice for us to just be present in the moment with each other and like take a moment to take it in. Like, it's our wedding day. Like, this is happening. And I'm so glad we got that time before, you know, everything kind of picked up, that we were able to pause and just take it all in. Also, before our first dance, when we like got introduced and went down to the dance floor, we did the parent trap handshake. before we went into our first dance. That was also like, if you're going to do something silly like that, that's personal to you, I'm like highly recommend doing that because it's so fun.
How did you get past the it's over feeling of wedding and honeymoon?
I haven't. I'm going to be totally honest. My post-wedding blues have been bluesing. I've had to definitely have some extra therapy sessions. I think it helps that our honeymoon hasn't happened yet. But at the same time, like, there's not much planning that we need to do for it, because especially because we went with a travel agent. So we're just waiting for it. Like, we're not, you know, doing much prep for that. Because I think also with the post-wedding blues, like, for me, it was not only the emotional come down, but it was also like all this time that I had been stressing about the wedding was like not time that I was thinking about my dad. So it kind of like replaced my grieving. So after the wedding all stopped, it was like, oh wait, like the grief kind of came rushing back, and now it's the holidays. So that's, you know, never an easy time of year when you've lost a loved one or a parent. Again, being honest with people with where you're at, not trying to hide the fact that you have the post-wedding blues. Because initially at first, like, I wanted to be like super strong and like, yeah, it was the best day ever. And like, now we're going to have the best life ever. Like, rah, 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 like nothing. I'm not sad about anything. And Jackie spent the entire day after our wedding crying that it was over. It was like, she was like, I'm so sad it's over. Like, I can't believe it's all. Like, it was, she wasn't crying because she was upset. She was crying because she missed the moments. But like, she had more like acute post-wedding blues that kind of like tapered. And mine were like a slow build of like, after I sensed that Jackie was like doing better, I was like, oh shit, like I am not doing the greatest with coming out from the bubble. So yeah,
lean into it. Now we're going to move into a game segment. We're going to play a game of unpopular opinions. And this week we wanted to do something a little different. So we asked Jamie to give us her unpopular wedding opinions now that she's had her big day. So the first one is Sunday weddings are underrated.
Yes, they are so underrated. Like, the amount of times I've heard, like in real life, on wedding TikTok, on this podcast, not with you, Fallon, but like other guests and other people saying like, oh yeah, a Sunday wedding, like such low energy, like Saturday is the best day, blah, blah, blah. Sunday weddings are just like, they're just elite. Like, especially for me being Jewish, like a lot of our weddings are on Sundays. So like, that's like wedding day that I associate. That's like the day of the week that I associate with weddings. But also I think like, if your wedding is on a Saturday, then you have a lot of pressure to have the post-wedding brunch on the Sunday. Whereas with the Sunday, like, people are going to work on the Monday. And like, if they haven't taken off, and like, if they have taken off, like, they want to do their own thing. Like, let them be, let them relax. Like, you could do your own thing with your spouse and, you know, your family if you want to. But like, I think there's less pressure to make it like a full weekend. Like, we had our rehearsal dinner and our little welcome drinks on Saturday night. We had our wedding on Sunday, and we were done.
Sold. I love that. I'm here for it. I am pro Friday wedding. I love a Friday wedding because Sundays are like my, I like to go to church. I like to recharge. I'm like, I turn my cell phones off on Sunday. So when I'm like approached by a client who's like, we want to have a Sunday wedding, I'm like, oh, you took my one day of silence, but I'll do it. So it's like, I agree. It's not, I mean, they're great, especially if you have like a Sunday brunch wedding. They're cute. Mm-hmm. But I definitely prefer a Friday wedding. So that way I can get my weekends to chill.
But then would you feel like Do you have clients who come to you for the Friday wedding and they're like, no, but we want to do activities on Saturday and Sunday too?
So most of our Friday weddings are like destination weddings. So everyone will kind of fly in on a Wednesday or a Thursday, and we'll have the welcome event on Thursday. We'll have the wedding on Friday, but you're giving everyone still their full weekend to like explore a destination, maybe get back home if they have to be at work. So it's kind of like still giving people their weekend, quote unquote. That's the only, most of my domestic or local weddings are still on Saturdays. And I get Sunday to like, I have post-wedding blues too. Well, I don't really have blues. I have like, ooh, I get to archive this project. I get to sleep. I get, because you feel hungover after a wedding.
Close all the tabs on your computer. Yeah.
Literally. Delete, 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 delete. Like, yay! There's a jump for joy. But Sundays, you feel like you've been beat up. Like running a wedding, like you are walking 100,000 steps every day and talking to this many people and managing that. And so it's like, experiencing the wedding is one thing, but like working it, you're like, my feet feel like I've been beat up. My head hurts. I'm hungry. I'm dehydrated. So it's kind of the same feeling that you guys get as far as like,
yeah,
it's over. So Sundays are like my healing day. But I can see how a Sunday wedding could be overrated.
Overrated or underrated?
Underrated to some.
Like a Saturday night would have been nice, but like we just don't have the budget for that. Like that's, and the competition for Saturdays is like, it's too much. It's too much.
I feel. Yeah. The dollars and cents definitely make her worthy of being chosen.
Yeah. Although Sundays are getting more popular. So the dollars and cents,
I know,
thing
but
might not
before make- you know it, it's going to be like, Tuesday wedding, we have a special, like if you guys want to come out, we've got Tuesday wedding deals. you could make it a Taco Tuesday wedding, actually. Yeah, I was like, that's actually not a bad idea. All right. Having an actual officiant marry you over having a friend marry you.
I have only been to one wedding where it was a friend marrying them. And the friend did an amazing job at this wedding. Like the ceremony was beautiful. Like we were all crying. Like that was great. Mm-hmm. But in general, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's more official if you have like a justice of the peace or, you know, whatever, like we had a rabbi, like you have a priest. I just feel like it makes it more official, you know? And like at the, by the power vested in me by like this website.com, it doesn't have the same, like, it doesn't have the same panache for me, but like,
yeah,
I might be a wedding elitist, but like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I think as far as like having a good cocktail hour run on time, or I find that whenever I have a friend do it, they're just not, they don't understand how to like work a room or speak, like really have that presence. And I agree with you. It's like it kind of makes it feel really like, oh, we really got married, when I find like a more religious person is kind of at the helm of it. Not to say you can't have a friend do it. Just make sure they're really great at speaking.
Make sure they're a good public speaker. Yeah.
Yeah.
And make sure they're a good writer too, or can accept constructive feedback. Criticism and feedback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would definitely work with someone who's performed a wedding too. Like, so they understand exactly the flow, because I've been to so many rehearsals with the friend and they're like, so where does the ring exchange go? And you're like, oh my God, this is
like there's ceremony templates online. Like,
yeah.
How hard is that?
Like, this is the person speaking over the marriage that you want to hold over the rest of your life. And you want to make sure it's really a good person.
So. Yeah. Like if you're going to do a friend or a family member, like you better like be ready to go up to bat for that person. Like,
yeah,
make sure that they have what it takes, because not everyone does.
Nope. Period.
Like I don't. I probably couldn't do a wedding.
It's funny. I did a wedding. I've done two weddings, and that's why I'm like, it is so much harder than it looks. And it felt so serious to speak over, like I'm the one that's, you know, kind of giving the blessing of this. I was like, I feel underqualified, like 100%. I was like, I didn't go to seminary school. I don't know all the verses of anything in the Bible. Like, I was like, no, someone else needs to do this. But I mean, I did it and they're still married. But
yeah. Or even if you're not religious, like there are people that like officiate weddings, like, and that's their job.
Like,
and
seriously,
it's not religious,
yeah.
But like, seriously, like,
yeah,
I would maybe go with that. But that's, again, that's just my personal opinion.
Agreed. Choose your own adventure. Y'all know how to do it. All right. First looks don't ruin the magic of seeing your spouse walking down the aisle.
Yes. I kind of already talked about this. And then yeah. When I realized that that was my opinion that I brought, I was like, oh shit, I shouldn't have talked about this. But it doesn't. It really doesn't. And like, for, I don't know if it would be different with like a straight couple where like the man is like waiting for the bride at the altar. Mm. Like, Jackie was waiting for me like midway, and my mom mm-hmm. took me midway, and like she gave me a kiss, she gave Jackie a kiss, she went to the chuppah, and then me and Jackie finished the walk ourselves, which I feel like is becoming more popular, and I love that, honestly, like the couple walking together. It's such a different vibe from the first look, because like this is the actual moment that you're gonna be getting married, so yeah. Like I feel like you just can't compare the first look with the, you know, walking down the aisle, because they're so different in mm-hmm. terms of the day and like how it feels.
I've had people who, when they do the first look, they won't have like if you were wearing
their
a veil or something, like, yeah, it's like maybe keep the veil off.
Yeah, you know, that's what
put
I
the
did.
Flowers away or something, and like keep mm-hmm. it a little bit. I won't say casual, because that's definitely not. But you can have that moment, and it does not. I don't think it impacts or ruins the magic in any way, shape, mm-hmm. or form. It's just putting the moment differently. Like you said, it's two separate moments. And then once you add the veil and the final whatever touches, and then you're walking
and
down
the music
the aisle,
is playing.
Like,
it's music a whole different thing. Aisle two is playing. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. I will say, when I get married, though, I wouldn't do a first look.
Interesting.
Even though I'm like, it doesn't ruin it. It's still something that I'm like, I'm okay without it. Mm-hmm. But I'd also like to probably be separated from my future husband for like a week. I'd want like some time to pass. Like, you stay over there, I'm going to stay over here.
In a traditional like Orthodox Jewish wedding, the bride and the groom don't see each other for a week before the wedding. So like
– love.
But we're like, we're not doing that. we're not doing that at all.
I would love that. Like, to really get that feeling of like, oh, I cannot wait. Like, it's – I think it would just – I also am like – so for my Christmas presents or even just opening gifts at all, I take a really long time, because – I'm one of those people that I'm savoring the anticipation of a moment, because I understand once the moment happens, mm-hmm. pew, the magic is like, and we're here.
You're not getting it back ever again.
You don't get it back. So I'm like, I want to savor as much excitement and like the feeling of that energy as much as I can. So I wouldn't do a first look, and we're definitely going to be separated the week before. But that's just me. But as a planner, the first looks don't ruin the magic. Like, please do them. They're great.
I love that you have like your planner opinion and your personal opinion, and that they're not always exactly the same. I love that.
But also, it's like when couples are like so adamant that they're like, we do not want to see each other. I'm really like, I get it. Like, I'm totally mm-hmm. fine with that. And I know some other planners who would be like, we have to, the cocktail hour, you need to go. I'm like, I'm really just chill. Like, sure, whatever, which one you want, I'm going to mm-hmm. execute it for you.
Yeah.
But I've seen some beautiful first looks that you're like, and that's actually a time that you get personal, mm-hmm. which is beautiful. Yeah. And now people are adding like when they're exchanging personal vows, and it's absolutely lovely. Like,
yeah.
I don't really get to see them. I just get to see the pictures afterwards, because I really let them be by themselves. But either way, you cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong here.
We had gorgeous photos from our first look.
Oh.
And then I also – this is a splurge I forgot about. I hired a content creator, at the last minute. Oh. And I'm so happy we did that. Like, when I told Jack, she was like, that's a waste of money. Like, why aren't we spending money on this? And then the day after the wedding, when we're starting to get all of the photos and video, she's like, this was a great idea.
It was totally worth it.
Like, this was so worth it. I was like, yes. And there's in one of the clips that the content creator, Erica Empire Content Creation. So if you're a tri-state area bride looking for a content creator, check out Erica. There's a clip where we're like, where we're actually doing the first look and we turn. So like we did like a first like touch, because I hate when they do like the tap on the shoulder, like that drives me up the wall. The photographers had us stand back to back and hold hands. And then they counted to three and we turned around and faced each other. But there's a moment where our photographer, Megan, she was like, welcome to your wedding day. And like, you could hear it on the video. And it was like, it was like pure magic. And like, I cry every time I watch that quote. Like, welcome to your wedding day.
I love that. I think that's a new trend, this content creator coming, because you get some sneak peeks and some authentic footage right away.
Yes. Yes. And like, we love our photo and video team, Megan and Kenneth. They absolutely knocked it out of the park. Like, we've gotten so many compliments on our photos and also just like how unobtrusive they were during the day. Mm. Like, they're such seasoned pros. They can like get in, get out, like get what they need to get. And
they're like little ninjas.
Yeah. Like, you feel like they're not even there. And then at the last minute, they had been leaving. And then my mom was like, I need to get a photo with our entire side of the family. And we hadn't gotten it yet. So I had our wedding coordinator like run up the stairs, be like, Kenneth, Megan. And they took the picture for us. Cause I was like to our planner, I was like, if my mom does not get this picture, like, we will not live it down until the end of time. Like, we need, I don't care if I have to pay an extra $100 for him to come back and take a picture.
Get like, this picture.
Just get this photo. And they did. And they were like such angels. And a quick turnaround too with our gallery and our photo. Our video took like a month, which I feel like is very quick.
That is quick.
Like, we got it 2 weeks ago and I've watched it like no joke every day since. I'm obsessed with my own wedding.
As you should be. You spent a lot of time and dollars and cents making it happen. You should be absolutely obsessed. Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Wedding cakes are worth it.
Yes, I will die on this hill that wedding cakes are worth it. I'm not the like, oh, who needs cake? Like, no one likes it. No one eats it. If you go to a wedding and there's no cake, people are going to ask where the cake
people
is.
People are going to riot.
Like, they're gonna riot. Like, yes, we had other desserts, we had cookies, and we had a Mr. Softy ice cream truck, but like, when I tell you, we got so many compliments on our wedding cake. My cousin, actually, who bakes like in his spare time, like kind of side business, he made our cake for us, and it was gorgeous. It was like white four tiers, like Lambeth style cake, like the vintagey looking cakes. And two of the tiers were red velvet. And I had multiple people come up to me and be like, that was the best red velvet cake I've ever had in my life. And I only got to eat like half a slice because we were just running around. And I'm like, I really miss that cake. Like, that was so good.
I was like, I would have been in a corner like wolfing it. Cakes are totally worth it.
I should have been like, hey, can you save us a couple slices for us to eat after the wedding? But like, 99% of the cake got served and eaten.
Oh, well, he can bake you some more.
Well, my mom was like, did you save the top tier and like put it in the freezer? I was like, Mom, nobody does that anymore. Like especially
actually, you could save it.
I mean, like, the cake part will freeze well because like I also bake in my spare time, but the icing, when you defrost that, that'll be nasty. It'll be, and like, for me, like, part of the experience of eating cake is the icing with the cake.
Well, especially red velvet. It's like, especially you want that cream velvet, cheese icing to be hitting. So we'll have him break you an anniversary tier.
Yeah. I was like, he's just going to make us a little anniversary tier. And like, that'll be good enough. That'll be good enough.
I love that. I love that. I agree that cakes are 100% worth it. No disagreements. They are like 100%. She's a game changer.
Yeah. And we did do the private cake cutting. So,
oh
yeah. like people saw it, but we weren't like, and now the bride and bride.
Now we have the cake.
Yeah. No, it was like we were doing it and whoever noticed it came over and
noticed
watched
it.
And
did you have a song?
For the cake cutting? A song was playing. I don't remember. Oh, no. No, because we have the content creator, so we got the music in the background. It was You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift. We hadn't picked a cake cutting song. Like, we picked other songs. But there's, like, cute video of us, like, singing Taylor Swift to each other. Also, because right before that moment, Jackie cried during our wedding because it was moving so fast. And, like, my heart, like, she was like, I just feel like it's going too fast. Also, slow because down. our photographer had come up to us like while we were eating dinner and was like, listen, we have like an hour and a half left with them, not of the party, but was like, if there's any like shots that you want us to prioritize, like, let me know. And then when Jackie heard an hour and a half, she was like, oh my God. Like, the day's over. Like, our wedding's over. Like, we're done. And she got, like, so emotional. But, like, her bridal party was, like, there, like, bringing her back into the moment. And our wedding coordinator, Amy, Poppy and Lynn, can't say enough good things about it. We're going to see a musical together. Like, highly recommend making friends with your wedding vendors after your wedding. She gave us this exercise to do while we were sitting at our table during dinner and, like, nobody was bothering us. She was like, okay, you're going to like take all your five senses and like tell each other like what you're experiencing of those senses from your wedding day. So, and it really helps like ground you and bring you back into the moment. Mm. And we loved that. We've done it, you know, with other things since then.
I love that. Jamie, this has been beautiful. You had an impeccable wedding, it sounds like. And I cannot wait to hear more about the South African honeymoon. So kudos to you and Jackie. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. That's it for this week's episode of Betches Bride. Jamie, where can folks follow you on social?
They can follow me at Jamie Spock on Instagram, like an underscore between Jamie and Spock, and at HollaBackGirl95 on TikTok. I've been slacking on the TikTok content since I got married because like
obvious reasons.
there'll be honeymoon content and I will get back to posting wedding content again.
All right. You guys can follow the show at Betches Brides on Instagram. You can follow me at I Am Fallon Carter. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. We'll have new episodes every single Monday, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until death do us part. The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Rebecca Sousmakat, Lauren Salome, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Rebecca Sousmakat. Social media by Lauren Salome. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.